the gift of the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit. Some people seek the Holy Spirit seeking gifts, the gift of languages, the gift of this, the gift of that, another type of ability or gift. But the gift that God sends to us is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit takes control in our life in such a way that we are able to do the will of God, whatever that is. And the Holy Spirit resources us to do that which God wants us to do. Listen to what happened when Peter was speaking to Cornelius and all those that were with him in his household and giving the gospel to these Gentile people. It's found in Acts, the 10th chapter, and the 44th verse. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. For they heard them speak with languages and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Spirit as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked Peter to stay with them a certain number of days. Do you see the gift that they were talking about? The people there spoke with languages that the others could understand, their native languages, just as happened at Pentecost. But that was not the gift that they received. That's what the Holy Spirit did through them. The gift was the Holy Spirit himself. And that is the testimony and the seal and the sign that we are God's children, because the Holy Spirit in all of its fullness is a gift that's given to the children of God, those who have received Jesus through faith, by repentance, by a change of mind in their life, a change of a way of living in their life, by confession, confessing their sins and confessing that Jesus is the Son of God and that he lived a perfect life and he died on the cross for our sins and was resurrected and is coming back someday. And by receiving the Spirit of Jesus and this Holy Spirit baptism is for those people who have received Jesus. If you have not had the baptism of the Holy Spirit, seek that gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you seek for other gifts, if you seek for other things, I fear you will be disappointed. But if you ask God, as Jesus said, God will give, as a father gives good gifts to his children, he will give us the Holy Spirit if we ask him. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I pray that at this moment you would fill me with your Spirit. I pray that the gift that I receive of the Holy Spirit will help me to do your will. I pray that this Spirit will help me to live a life of integrity. I pray this Holy Spirit will lead me, and I pray this Holy Spirit will resource me with everything I need that I may do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.